This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Welcome back to episode 5. It was so good, episode 4, that we had to bring back Dez Bryant, culture icon, Mr. NFT King, Mr. Mental Health Champion, Dez Bryant. Welcome back.
Man, appreciate that, B. Marsh. You know, like I said, man, I wouldn't want to share my story with nobody else other than what Brandon Marshall doing, you know, for the athletes. Like, it takes a strong person to just put his time and invest his time into what he's trying to show us and what he's trying to teach us. So I respect that, B. Marsh. Like I said, man, you're a king of my eyes, and you setting the tempo for everybody, and I'm going to follow, and I salute you for that.
One word, two words. What's your reaction? Jerry Jones.
He the GOAT.
All right, man. All right, let me ask you one more question. All right, you got a team. Uh-huh. You the quarterback. You Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got the Z, you got the Y, you got the X. Mm-hmm. Who you putting at the Z? Who you putting the X? Is it Ocho or is it B. Marshall? Who's the X? The X is the big dog. Who's the X wide receiver?
What's the situation in the game?
No, ain't no situation.
It got to be a situation in the game. Where we at?
Who would you rather be on the other side of you? Who going to pull the attention away from you?
I think us three would be nasty.
No, don't do that. We'll put it here.
You
the X.
Oh, y'all some hoes.
So they going to double team you? Who going to pull that safety the other way? Ocho or B?
See, that's hard.
Yeah, who would you rather play with? It's all year. It's 16 games. Yeah. 16 games, every situation. Third and fold, third and eight, fourth and 49. Who would you want to play with? Who would take the pressure off of you? 16-game season. 16-game season. 4, 3, 2.
He won't chance. He won't chance.
0.
Who you got? He won't Ocho, man.
Say it, bro.
You want Ocho?
Say
it's okay.
It's okay.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pill. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
All right, before we even get there, okay, Dez Bryant, over under on Dez Bryant playing in the National Football League going back week 5. We're going to start with you, Dez Bryant, the X, throw up the X. Give us 3 games, okay, for week 5 that will set up the I Am Athlete parlay bet. These are guaranteed wins.
It's New England and Houston game. I'm going to take Houston over New England. And I'm going to take Minnesota over Detroit.
You believe in Minnesota, huh?
Yeah, week 5 I do. I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa. Okay.
I like that pick.
Ocho.
All right, it's pretty easy. This is guaranteed, right? So common sense, if you want to win, you want to listen to me when it comes to knowing the games, because it's all about matchups when you do this, all right? Tampa Bay and Miami, right? Tampa Bay is going to beat Miami. It's all about matchups, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess, okay? Arizona is going to beat San Francisco. Listen to me. It's about matchups, understanding who's out there. It's a chess match. Who has the better chess pieces? Dallas is beating the Giants. Let me say it again. Dallas is beating the Giants. Yeah. All right.
Listen,
go ahead,
we all agree on Arizona going to whoop San Francisco, and we might get a good line on that.
Right.
Dallas is going to tear the Giants' ass up to take the NFC East.
Right.
Yep. And I'm going to get me an away team. We have the New Orleans Saints going to the Washington football team. That is going to be a guaranteed win. We got Arizona over San Francisco. We got Dallas over the Giants. And we have New Orleans whooping Washington football team in Washington. Guaranteed three.
So one of the things we like to do on the show, we got check-ins, right? You got the shirt on, Ocho, all of us got the shirts on. We really feel like we got a responsibility to educate and teach. Mm-hmm. Where are you? We got check-ins. So from a personal level, business level, and a mental fitness level, 1 through 10, where are you? 1 through 10 in all three categories. And give us a little bit on each of them.
I'm probably 7. 7 and 7.
Personal.
Mm-hmm.
Personal.
Personal. I told you earlier, you know, off camera, 2000, I want to say 19, 18, it was one of them years. I went to the hospital at least 20 plus times in 1 year just because I'm trying to figure out what the f is going on.
Surgery?
No, anxiety and depression. Like, it's like, I'm like, man, you know, what's going on? You know, I can't get out of my bed. You know, as soon as sunlight hit me, I want to go lay down, you know, because I felt comfortable. You know, it came to a point to where it was so scary. I was like, man, I can't control what the fuck is going on with me. I had no control. And I was like, man, one day I was like, man, I'm going to push through this. And that's what I did. And I got to where I'm at. Like, as far as business, I think, yeah, like I said, I'm 7. You know, everything is starting to click at the right time. Coming on the show with you, Brandon, everything that you got going on, Fred, Shannon, Chad, I think it's the perfect merge. You know, we speak the same language. You know, like at the end of the day, you know, back in the day, they were saying like the OGs, they want to get a young cast the game.
Right.
It's different now. You know, now we put you motherfuckers on Front Street. You know, like a lot of you guys, we walked a lot of these guys' shoes. We understand exactly what the hell is going on. The last 5 to 6 athletes who have passed away. What was the cause? Go look it up.
What's the cause?
Undetermined.
Wow.
Undetermined, the same thing. Vincent Jackson, Louis Neal, Charles Rogers.
Junior Seau,
he committed suicide. He committed suicide.
Completed.
You know why? Because he probably couldn't control what it was he was feeling. You get what I'm saying? And that's what I be trying to tell these athletes. We need each other. As much as you think that we don't, we do. Just because you think it ain't gonna happen to you, it is. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it's gonna come a point to where you ain't that guy.
Right.
It's who you are that determines who you really are. Wow. You know, and that's what we doing, and that's what I love about HOA, you know, it's real. We come here and we get to express who we are as people, and I always told myself if I ever get that opportunity to have a voice, this is before I even had a voice, to speak how I truly feel. And I appreciate you. I'm Brandon, Fred, Shannon, Ocho. I appreciate y'all for just giving me this platform to really speak how I truly feel.
That means a lot, bro. You go back to, you know, when we say mental fitness and where you're at there, would you consider that your lowest moments in your life?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Had to be my lowest, without a doubt. Had to be my lowest. I didn't know what was going on with me. I couldn't control it. I'm thinking everything is fine, but my mind and my body telling me otherwise. I ain't never experienced that. Never a day in my life.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you know, it's when I did get over it, I'm like, that's what gave me that confidence to come on this show.
What year was that?
Yeah, it was 18 and 19 when I was going through those experiences.
That's interesting because I look at your career and I'm like, you're 32 right now.
Yep.
And at 32, we were still playing at a high level at wide receiver. And like, you know, just a couple of years ago when everybody was like, what's going on with Dez?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't he coming back and playing on a high level, you were actually struggling.
Nah, he wasn't struggling. Like, the NFL has this thing. They always called it blackball, right? Dez is still capable of being on a roster and playing at a high level. I ain't saying it because he's here. I mean, I'm looking at him like, why he ain't get a shot?
Right, right, right.
I don't understand why teams haven't invested in that package, right? I don't get it.
Hey, B and Ocho were two dudes that think they can still play, correct?
I'm a boxer now.
No. But Ocho, if you were in the NFL, if you were in the NFL, would you be a top 30 receiver in the world right now? Because they both think they can still play. I swear to God, friend.
You don't know what we can think. Ask the question. You don't know what we think.
Do you say that? I'm just saying, do you think?
But I'm a boxer. I'm not even thinking about
Ocho, do you think you could play in the NFL right now and start?
No.
You can't.
No, mentally, I'm a boxer. So you can't ask me that.
Man, answer the question, bro.
I'm asking. Ocho.
Ocho. Okay, so two receivers. Two receivers are on the field at a time. Are there 64 human beings on this earth that are better at receiving right now, today, than you are?
Yes.
Ooh.
B, how you feel?
No!
Dez, how you feel?
No.
There's not 64 humans. But the NFL teams have told y'all that there are not just 64, but hundreds of guys that are better at receiving than y'all. Why?
When you reach the professional level, it's two sides now. Football is no longer just football. You got that business side to it too. You know, I always learn to believe opinion. When you become proper, you no longer want it. Like, I know exactly what the f- I'm talking about when it comes to dealing with an athlete. Because I experienced it. You know, I ain't going to dive too deep into it, but I believe that plays a factor. You know, politics. You know, I had to learn how to be politically correct. I'm going to dress it up and still be who I am, if that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. It's simple. In the NFL or the NBA, any pro league, when you reach 30, 32, after that, if you don't produce, it's over.
When they say, when people like to say, oh, he's washed up or he's slowed down or his production's not the same, look at all the top receivers that ever played a game, right? And when they hit a certain age, let's say 29 to 30, and look at the opportunities that they got when they first started with that team and the opportunity that they get when they're towards the end of their contract, and look at the difference. How are you supposed to produce when you ain't getting the ball the way you used to? They always work and play that same game toward the end of your career. To say, oh, you're not producing no more. Yeah, no numb nuts. You don't throw me the ball anymore.
But is it because that first round receiver they drafted is making $800,000 a year?
Yo, my God, that's business. What it is. You are so smart. Shannon Crowder, bitch. You won't get the production
right that
you're getting from a Brandon Marshall. But if I can get this mother over here for $500,000, and get just half of the production and try to make it up somewhere else in the offense, I'm okay with that.
It's a value league.
Freaky Fred.
He understands the f-ing business. Hire him.
With that being said, you're ace, right?
Who?
T.O.
At 47 right now, I can go in there. If the opportunity presented itself and the opportunities were thrown his way in a 65-70 game plan, he's putting up numbers.
T.O. played for the Hooters League. T.O. played for the Hooter Chicken Wings. T.O. played for the Hooter Chicken Wings. T.O. played for the Hooter Chicken Wings, and no NFL team offered. He wanted to continue to play football. Nobody gave money. That's why I'm asking the question, because y'all boys think y'all can still play. I know I can't get out there with them. T.O. played for the Hooter Chicken Wings.
What was his name?
And still wasn't balling. The Hooter Flats. Extra crispy.
Flats.
Hot. Listen. Bro, come on, man. Listen, bro, I'm real. I know that's your homeboy, bro.
What was the name of the team?
Hooter Flats Hot. And he still ain't bald.
Listen.
Extra crispy.
We talking about.
I like T.O.
Bro, Wikipedia.
I love T.O.
Wikipedia.
Brandon ain't right.
But Chad, he is a Hall of Famer. T.O. was a dog. But there was a point where he played for the Hooter Flats. hot, extra crispy.
And no NFL team gave these men a contract.
You wrong.
Wikipedia.
Okay, it's the same thing. You just asked.
It was the money.
Yeah, they didn't want to pay. Help.
Right now, there's a big movement, NIL, NFTs, crypto, everything. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I don't know nothing about no NFTs. All I hear is Steph Curry, Dez Bryant, so many people, even Odell. You know what I'm saying? The things that you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant, the move that you guys are making in this space. Mm-hmm. Educate us on this space. You know what I mean? Like 2014, 2015, when you're signing your Jordan deal, and there's nothing against Jordan, but it's really about the industry. And it's like, yo, if you sign this deal with Nike, you sign this deal with Jordan, you sign this deal with Adidas, I'm giving you all these categories. You own my hands, what they call gloves. Mm-hmm. They own your feet, what they call your boots. Mm-hmm. Okay, your t-shirts, all this athleisure. And you said, no, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about NFTs today, and for years you've been talking about Personal Corner, which really was like this digital product.
Yep.
Explain that to me, because I don't got time to learn about that.
I'm gonna start in 2014. Right before that season started, I was renegotiating my contract with the Jordan brand. And I'm not gonna say his name, but I remember getting that call saying, hey, can you not sell your product? And that was my brand, threw up the X. And I was like, why would I do that? You know, like, I'm talking to my agent, telling my agent the money that I make, they not gonna pay me that. You know, the brand ain't gonna pay me that. You know, for the first time in my life, I'm like, man, everybody and their mama know how much Dez Bryant loved the Jordan brand. I love him, like on a whole different level. But yeah, we can't do that, whatever the case might be. And I'm willing to walk away. Make a long story short from there, the next day, I get a call. Hey, what you want? Well, I want t-shirts, hats, I want socks, and I want shoes. And I was granted that. What they did was, the shoe deal that they did was, it's not what I wanted, but I was excited, because what they did was they made me one-on-ones. They made me a pair of Jordan 1s from my college, my high school, and in the pros. Thought that was dope. It's a one-on-one. But I really wanted it for retail. I'm not tripping. The deal that I created with the Jordan brand, nobody else ever done it. I done a collaboration with them. It was my logo, the X, with the Jumpman symbol on the top of it. So the guys flew us out to Vegas, and what they was doing was they was pulling guys in the room one by one, asking them, hey, you like this, you like this, you like this. And what it was they created these brands for the athletes. And, you know, think about it. Athletes ain't never had a brand. They made 50 to 60 t-shirts. They boxed them up. No marketing, no nothing. Here you go. Pass them out to your family. My situation was totally different. You know, I did a whole entire photo shoot. You go into all of the Nike, the big Nike stores. You see me striking like the Heisman pose with my merch. You know, you can go in there. You can buy. You go to the website. I'm on a loading screen. I remember getting calls from certain NFL players. Hey, how the f*** you get that? Hey, remember that time we were sitting in the steam room and I tried to talk to you? You know, you blew me off. You get what I'm saying?
What, so NFL players? You know I like to get messy.
Look at it.
They might not remember it, but right. They're doing good right now. One of them not doing so good, so I don't really want
to
put them out like
right,
that.
Right.
So is my rep at the time, ask me a question, why did I tell the guys? In my brain, I'm like, they were going to find out anyway. So right then and there, I was like, shit, they don't want us making money off ourselves. That's the way that I took it. So it was like, man, how do I get these athletes to unify? How do we unify? I remember telling Dak, I got something, bro. I want to create this platform for athletes where we under one umbrella, we take care of ourselves, and we bring everybody to us, you know, like we sell out everything.
Back then?
Yeah, for real. I don't know anything about NFT. All I know is I want to show the athlete how to take ownership of their brand. But in order to do that, we got to come together. You get what I'm saying? And that's where the idea came from. I need to get to these athletes.
Dad's like, I mean, it's just interesting, you know, hearing you talk about it. You're super passionate about it. And just being around you for the last couple of months, I'm seeing your team, how it's evolving, how you're building your team. And I feel like your position, like it's either you're first or you're the best. And it's kind of like you're both. You were on these digital products, which are now called NFTs, back in 2015 when you were going back and forth with the Jordan brand or all of the apparel like industry, right? And so when I look at that, bro, like you're like a trailblazer to me. Like, how did you get there, bro, where now you're saying like, athlete, listen to me. I'm going to show you how to monetize your likeness. And instead of taking $100,000 or $25,000, you can make $5 or $10 million.
Man, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I don't even think I knew what I was doing at the time when this was going off. I'm just going off of raw emotion. What I thought was right and what I thought was wrong. And then it started to click with me. So I'm like, shit, okay. These guys don't want us making money off ourselves. Like, they need something to prey on. That's the way that I was looking at it. I know damn well if I'm the number one jersey selling athlete in the whole entire National Football League, I know I'm worth more than $500,000. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, how do I get these guys to see their true value? I see what I did with Throw Up the X. In 1 year, we was evaluated at $10 million in just 1 year. Throw Up the X. When I see guys like Patrick Mahomes, when I see guys like Dak Prescott, when I see guys like Ezekiel Elliott, when I see guys like Tom Brady himself,
right.
Like, do you guys really know who you are? Like, I guarantee you if we come together and we build some shit, we can really make some shake. And my whole thing goes is what we talked about off camera. I can't do what you do, B. Marsh. I can't do what you do, Ocho. Do what you do, Fred. I can't do what you do, Shannon. I can do what I do. And if we all got something that can fit that come and go, we can really go as far as we want to. Like, I believe in that type of energy. And most of us, we don't see it that way.
Right. The young players right now that's listening to you, the young players right now that want to own their name, want to own their likeness, the next Dez Bryant, the next B, the next Fred, the next Ocho, if they DM you, if they hit you, you going to hit them back?
Absolutely, 1,000%. I do it. I'm telling you, I'm quick with it. Boom, boom, boom. I see it. Hey, Dan. Boom, boom, boom. This came in, right? My guy Dan, he in the background. Pretty soon, I hope we can bring him in so we can speak his piece too. I would love to share how we met. But, yeah, we encourage them. We want to show these guys like what it looked like to own your, because they ain't never seen it. It's okay. I'm gonna rely on my marketing guy. I'm gonna rely on my agent to get that deal, and they don't realize the shit you put in on the field is the reason why you got that deal in the first place. There's nothing that your agent or marketing guy did for you to get the deal.
You earned that.
You earned it. And a lot of guys don't think like that.
But I think a lot of players don't understand that these people actually work for them. That's really
they don't understand that.
Bingo.
That's really where it starts, right?
OG.
So
when Fred talk, listen.
And I think that guys just have to trust that the game needs them. It ain't no business without no product.
No.
Y'all keep saying NFT, bro.
Nah.
What the hell is an NFT?
It's non-fungible tokens, motherfucker.
Non-what?
Fungible.
Non-fungible tokens?
Right.
Fungible means, break so it I down need to know.
We're in the whole digital world, man. It's
man,
crazy.
Man, digital nothing. I want frog skin.
It's crazy.
I want frog skin.
So I'll be honest with you, because I almost feel like you and I are energy. When it comes to the athlete and what you're trying to do digitally, NFT, NIL, all of that, me, wellness, it's kind of the same. I get in these meetings and I come like, and then they like, right? But I'm like, but my numbers, I'm outperforming these projections. And I'm like, 30 million, da, 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 da. And they just don't understand it because of where we come from. So do you feel like Dan as Dad's partner, right? Because we're talking about NFTs. Do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you kind of create a balance where people can understand the other side of it a little bit more and you can speak, you know, not necessarily from the passionate side of things, but more so from the science and the education side of things?
Yeah, I mean, when I met Dez, I think we sat down at his kitchen table for like, I don't know, like 12 hours in one day. And he said, all right, here's the deal. If you stay in your lane and I stay in my lane and here's the other seven lanes, this thing will be a success. So I had to understand like what that lane kind of looked like. And what Fred was saying before about the guys around, all the athletes have guys around them, right? And I've been passionate about this for a long time. But like, you look at somebody and you look at your ecosystem, and it's not like he's not the wrong guy, but is he the right guy? And if everybody can look at their whole ecosystem and say like, yep, the right guy, the right guy, the right guy. Like, I don't know if anybody can do that across the board, right? Where like, you're almost trying to not, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you're almost trying to not protect the role that you play, but to add value, right? So there's no, like the role that I play in Dez's life doesn't exist in the world at this point, right? It's like we create a system, we're turning the universe on its axis, we're giving the athlete the power, but if we do that, then, I mean, Ocho, I mean, I feel like if he wraps his head around this, he's going to be like one of the best guys to lead the charge because of his creativity. Right. You're a media mogul on the field. But like, understand what NFTs can bring. Like, the reason I was going around is because like...
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
From an NFT perspective and utility, we were talking about like experience, education. We were talking about access behind the scenes. And you were talking about scaling visibility around the media brand, right? But like, Ocho, you have like a physical component, a memorabilia component, a merchandise component, like all these things that people say, hey, Ocho, like here's 25 grand. Can you sign all these things, right? You have no idea what those things sell for, right? They can sell for $5 million. Yep. So they just made $4,975,000 and you made 25 grand. Right? So if you build out your ecosystem, we'll call it a community or a fan base or a token organization around yourself, right? You basically create the value for those tokens and you put things into those tokens. Like Dez is crazy. He just ordered a couple G-Wagons that are gonna be like randomly airdropped to his fan base, right? So like the more value you create for your fan base, the higher the entry fee is to buy into that fan base. So from an athlete perspective, I kind of look at what we're doing like an eBay, Google, StubHub intersection.
Why Dez, why you? How can we trust you guys, right? Because I don't know anything about this. I'm studying wellness, I'm studying mental health.
You bring up a good point because there are some athletes that don't necessarily care to learn 100%, right? Because they're focusing on what they're creating. I think the concept, if you can wrap your head around the concept of what you're doing, like I think that this media system can build an NFT platform within Personal Corner that everybody benefits, all the individuals that work for the media company can benefit. And like that's, you, like Des said, you win together. It's a collaborative thing. So like, it's more about the unity than anything. I think it's like you said, like Des and I, day one, we would talk about Jerry Maguire, right? And Cuba Gooding, right? Like show me the money. But at the end of the day, it's like, help me help you. Let's win together. Let's help coach, teach all this stuff. And like, if we've been talking, like Marlon Humphrey's a great example. He's like, yo, I'm in a locker room. I got to buy this NFT. Can you just help me do it real quick?
Right.
And I'm like, this is crazy. Like I'm on the turnpike, but like he trusts me that I'm going to help him do that without taking advantage of him.
Right.
And like, that's a barrier that needs to break down because at this point it's not broken down.
That's going
to
be the hard part. I think me and you talked about it. We all have a vision and you guys have a structure. You have a structure and an understanding on how things work. Not now, but long-term as well for everybody. But the unity part, how are you going to get everybody to buy into it? Most of the time, when there's anything that you're doing in life, everybody ignores when the hard work is being done. But once the finished product is in place and then they see it successful, then everybody wants to jump on board. How do you find that happy medium right now to get everybody to join in and become united and give them a better understanding on the long-term effect of us coming together as one? Like now, that's the problem. That's always been the problem in general, in anything, not just the NFT space and IO space.
Well, I think like, you know, when you were doing your touchdown dances, right? That was instinct. It was gut. It was what you believe. It's who you want to be. And I think if every athlete or every artist, you know, wants to be who they want to be, they come out with the creativity. They come out with the vision of themselves. Like the vehicle is just the sport they play.
And that's the platform that we're providing. Like, we don't want you to sign no contract with us. We full transparent.
No contracts. The blockchain is really the answer. So, like, the blockchain provides full transparency. So, like, it's almost like we have a company bank account visible that anybody in this room can go look at right now. Our first drop, our second drop, our third drop, where that money goes. It eliminates the shady deals.
What's that first drop, second drop look like? Yeah, y'all make some money.
Go look at it. It's good. You made some good money.
Everybody smiling, B. Everybody smiling over there.
It's good. But like the best part about Dez is like, same thing, we had a deal with an endorsement deal, and he said, let's take all this endorsement money and put it into my community. Community does not know yet that he's doing that, but there's gift cards that are going into the community that everybody's going to reap the benefits off of because they hold a ticket into his fan base.
Yo, listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. It's over my head, but bro, put a presentation together. I love you. I love your team. And let's eat together, like for real. You know what I'm saying? Like we got a growing community and it's really about like within 1 year, we have over 600,000 subscribers. Grateful for all of you guys, like straight up. How we make them win, right? So put a presentation together for me, how they can win, and we go on your platform instead of us trying to go to somebody else's platform, right? And I feel like we are the example and more athletes will follow. And now when you look at your corner, okay, we win. Come on, give it. What we got? What we got, Chef?
So we got jerk chicken pasta on the menu today. Your favorite? Chicken involved?
It is. Now, is this vegan product, $5 a pound, meatless chicken, or is this?
Well, the whole pasta itself isn't vegan. It's just a plant-based chicken, but the pasta actually has dairy cream in it and cheese as well.
Is that healthy? Is that?
Well, in my opinion, no.
So you agree with Styles P? Like, Ultra versus Science. Who you with?
Well, listen, don't do that. He can talk about something different. He says he doesn't like dairy. But when we were kids, they told you to drink your motherfucking milk because it was good for your what?
Bones.
Your bones. Right. Now you're telling me, don't drink the milk
Can you digest whole milk the same way you could when you were a kid?
I digest everything.
I can't.
No?
No.
You know why?
Why?
Want me to tell you why?
Please.
Because you could do it when you was a kid, right? But you got a little money and you started on this f***ing healthy shit. You see? Understand the difference when people can do things as a kid and as they get older, they say, oh, my body's changing. Your body's not f***ing changing. You've been mentally f***ing and started changing the shit, and that's why you can't digest it no more.
So while we're on this, let me ask you, what set you clean? I'm looking at the donut bandana.
Hey. Wait, what? Like, you talking about donuts? I'm confused.
Me too.
I got a question for you, Chef.
Don't answer his question.
I do got a real question. Because making Krispy Kreme, I can tell.
B, this is what y'all you talking about, inflammation, yes, in your house. Bro, my grandmother, well, really my wife, Asia's grandmother, she died at 97. She ate bacon, pork chops every day. Y'all look back at y'all's heritage, you talking about the DNA of it. Y'all want to get the drilling motherfucking and getting blood and making a Jurassic Park. Bro, your mind is telling you that, oh, this is making me feel funny. Bro, if you eat red meat and then you get drunk, you gonna have a headache because it's a hangover. It's not the red meat, bro. Y'all are psyching yourselves out. Bro, it's people that say, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm allergic to seafood. I'm allergic to this, allergic to that. You might not like it. You're not allergic to it.
Right.
These people don't know that.
Chan, you had 2 weeks to prepare for this conversation because Styles P kicked your
He did
ass.
Not kick my
yes,
ass.
He did.
Bro, I told him they gonna cut my foot off. And I'm ready for it to go. That's why I'm wearing the air raid, because it's the last time I can wear them. If they cut it off, I'm gonna wear one.
No, this is what I'm saying, Chan. The people who are funding these conversations, these topics around, this is good for you. They're actually the ones that are paying for the studies and the papers to get published. They're saying that milk is good for you. Yogurt is good for you. But when you study yogurt, it's associated with cancer. So all I'm saying is this, do your research.
Chicken is 79 cents a pound. Normal chickens that run around and eat on the ground and chickens, the chickens that your grandmama ate, they're 79 cents a pound. Chicken product is $5 a pound. I'm following the money to the people that charge me 80 cents. For that chicken. You say follow the money. I'm gonna follow the ones that charge me less and it's real food. It's not chicken product made by a machine. God made chickens. No. Just like God made chitlins. You wanna bring up Styles P?
Oh my
God
goodness,
made chitlins.
God
did not make chicken product.
It's amazing. It's a $5 billion industry. Yeah. So Channing Crowder now plays in the National Football League, makes $20 million. I'm gonna take $5 million of that, like Vaughn Miller. I'ma open up a chicken farm. But Vaughn is cool though. Vaughn's cool. Vaughn invests in his chicken farm.
Tell him come
but
on the show.
I'll argue with him about it.
If he has real chickens.
Good.
He has real chickens that run
I'm
around
this
and eat.
Chicken farm.
Okay.
And now I'm gonna put all these steroids, pesticides, and all these other things into it. That's the problem, Channing.
Yes. Can I eat chicken if it's natural, green-wise?
What is that?
That's the stuff, no antibiotic, and it's tiny as hell. Little bitty chicken wings. That's what T.O. played for. He played for the little flats. If I get the little flats, can I eat them? Because there's no steroids pumped in them. Like, bro, I think it's, and I said it with Styles P. Bro, it's an extreme to that.
But you going to Winn-Dixie and getting your chicken.
I don't go to Winn-Dixie. Winn-Dixie stink. We'll never get an endorsement from them. Winn-Dixie stinks. Smell like mop water and grandma booty. When Dixie's terrible. You know your grandma got that smell, bruh. You be like, damn, grandma, you wash. And you know why y'all laughing? Because y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Damn, grandma. You better get that slip off, man. You can't wear a slip all day. That ain't no dress. That's a slip. We can see all your little parts. That little hairy.
I'm out of here. You're disrespectful, bro.
All boys aside, you got me crying. Okay. All boys aside, you know, I respect, you know, the way they eat, for those that choose to be vegan and pegetarian and all that other stuff like that, I respect.
Time out. What?
They pegetarian.
Pegasus? They're pegetarian. What's wrong with this boy?
No, I'm saying I salute y'all that are able to eat like that, you know? But doesn't that seem like kind of miserable a little bit? Like, think about it. Like, you scared to live life in general. You have to eat a certain thing to be able to fulfill your life and live it the way you want to. It just seems kind of miserable to me, a little bit.
Well, isn't it because we only know one way? At the age of two, there's an amazing book out there, The Four Agreements, now called The Five Agreements. In that book, it talks about at the age of two, we adopt our belief system. If we tell our kids, look, this is not healthy for us at the age of one, then they're going to grow up and think that. So we got to do our research, we got to do our work, and we also got to make sure we're giving our kids the opportunity to do that. So, like, the last thing I would say this, right? I felt like you had to get something off your chest earlier with Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you're like, I've been holding this for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I felt like I cut you off, you know, in the last episode. Mm-hmm. So,
I just want to say this right here. When it comes to Colin Kaepernick, I'm not calling you out to call you out and try to make you look stupid. I call you out because of the fact that we are brothers. I feel like I understand that. I feel like I understand something that you understand. I feel like I can get in depth of what you're talking about. Let me share my life with you. Let me show you what's needed. Let me show you what I feel what we should do. And we find a happy medium from there. Like, it's a lot of guys who not LeBron James. It's a lot of guys who not us that fall off the deep end. It's our job to pick them up because of the fact of we live in a world only we understand. They can't go back to their parents and be like, oh, I feel this way. I'm going through this. Mom and dad are going to be like, oh, baby, I got you. But that ain't enough. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's us. We have to be there. We have to provide that dope-ass sanctuary to the point to where it's like, you know what? My career is done. I got things that's going to teach me from here on out how to live my life. I got things that's going to teach me how to take care of my kids. I got things that's going to teach me how to take care of my lady, my wife, my mom, my grandma, my grandpa, my daddy, whoever the case might be. Like, we just out there. We just a stat, and we shouldn't be looked at like that. And, you know, we have the platform in this new age to show these guys who we really are. And I think we got all of the right, you know, we got the right product to deliver the right message.
Right. So to end a show looking in the camera, talking to Cap, what would you say to him?
Come on, Cap. Let's work. I love you. I like the fact that you brought the awareness. You're a real dude for that. But you don't stop where you stopped at. You don't do that. Because that same situation that you was fighting for is still going on. Like, come on, bro. You did that. You ran the fro, you ran the cornrows, come be a brother. Come on. Like, I don't know everything. But I know I can add value to what you're talking about. I know that.
All right, let me ask you one more question. All right, you got a team. Uh-huh. You the quarterback. You Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got the Z, you got the Y, you got the X. Mm-hmm. Okay? Uh-huh. We going into Philly. Mm-hmm. All right? It's a real deal. We in Philly. Mm-hmm. You got the Z, you got the X. Mm-hmm. Who you putting at the Z? Who you putting in the X? Is it Ocho or is it B. Marshall? Who's the X? The X is the big dog. Who's the X wide receiver?
What's the situation in the game?
No, ain't no situation.
It got to be a situation in the game. Where we at?
It's 2-minute drill, 4-minute drill, game on the line, game not on the line. First play of the game. Who's the X?
What yard line we on?
All that shit don't matter because there's only one in this room that get open no matter what.
And bro, don't listen to him. He cute with his words.
I'm just telling you, it's the truth.
Yeah, give me some specifics.
Hey, no, you don't even need that. It's only one dude that had a line of every DB in his locker
before the season even started
That's
and true. Still got open every
That's
game
true.
Of the season.
That's true. Put your hand down. Put your hand down.
That's true.
We all big boys. We in the locker room.
And he already
right
said
now.
It was Ocho when he first walked
he
in.
He didn't say that.
What you say?
I did say that.
What did you say?
Now, if we're in the red zone,
right?
That's the whole point.
I'm going to be
Marsh. I score from outside, so we ain't got to worry about the red zone.
That's true.
Who would you rather be on the other side of you? Who gonna pull the attention away from you?
I think us three would be nasty.
No, don't do that. We'll put him. You the X.
Oh, y'all some hoes.
So they gonna double team you? Who gonna pull that safety the other way? Ocho or B?
You know, man, I done seen with Chad, you know.
I already know where you're going.
Then I seen what you did to the Dallas Cowboys right. When you did that to T-Doom. Like, it's kind of hard, you what? Know? And not only you did that, you what? Scored. Like, you know, like, so you know I know my shit, right?
So
like,
he baited me.
But
right
I
now.
Played against the Ravens and Steelers and killed them.
Yeah, you
the
did. And you talked to Ray Lewis. Who do that?
Nobody. But Ocho. Like,
so who you pick? Go ahead.
See, that's hard.
Just nah, answer the yeah. question. See, who you gonna make your job easier question. Than they play the cross from you, Dez?
You know? He know, bro. He know.
And then in negative 14 degrees,
bro,
when we went up to Chicago.
He know. He wanna get into the
I seen a one-hand catch you made.
Oh,
like,
damn.
It's like,
he know.
He did that in negative 14 degrees.
He
like,
know,
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm like.
Meese went fur in my shoes in that game.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about,
your
right?
ass came out there, went to the cutoff. Your ass was out there for 2 minutes and went back in the locker
you
room.
You goddamn right.
I said, we won the game.
Hey,
it was
oh,
over.
Oh, yeah. Who would you rather play with? It's all year. It's 16 games. Yeah. 16 games, every situation. Third and fold, third and eight, fourth and 49. Who would you want to play with? Who would take the pressure off of you? 5, 16-game season. 16-game season. 4, 3, 2.
He won't jazz. He won't jazz.
0.
He won't Ocho.
He won't Ocho, man.
Say it, bro.
He won't Ocho.
Say
it's okay.
It, bro. It's okay.
I gotta go with Ocho. Oh, we out of here.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite the skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wooden wheel straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas. Oh yeah, it started from the bottom, but we made the top. Found out what the blueprint was, and then we made it pop.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.